Parshas Kitzave, Sunday, Parshas Kitzave, Shir Zion.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, Baruch Hashem. The sugya that we've been doing has been explosive, but not every sugya can always be fully explosive. But there are important yesodos that we'll see in this sugya, which are going to be relevant to us in the Tosfos, and he relevant to us behemshech. First, I just want to just point out an interesting chashuke chemed, which he speaks about over here. What happens if someone is in a sukkah and there's someone else in the sukkah that he doesn't like, and he sits there, and if he sits there, he's going to be in a lot of anguish because it bothers him to sit there with this other person. Is he going to be pater from a sukkah? So you can have this in one of two ways. If you're in, let's say, a hotel, and a person's in a sukkah in the hotel. So, and then there's someone, lo and behold, someone comes to someone else in the hotel that you really don't like. Is that it? Can you use the tour of mitzvah to pater you from the sukkah? So, stamazoi hotel sukkahs are somewhat problematic. It might depend where they put the sukkah. We spoke about if a person can sleep in the sukkah, because if it's a sleepable sukkah, then maybe it'll be an eatable sukkah. If it's not a sleepable sukkah, you might have a problem with that. But let's say we're getting past that problem. Or you could have the problem in your house. Let's say someone, Lida doesn't get along with one of the members of their family. And they came for Yom Tov, and the mom is making meshuga. Let's say there's someone who chepers you in the sukkah, and you want to, okay, I don't want to sit in the sukkah. Mitzvah patur min ha-sukkah. Mitzvah patur min ha-sukkah is a serious thing, I tell you. I don't know if I'm right about this, but usually by the Shabbos table, Yom Tov table, I wear my hat and jacket. It's probably most or all of you know. But in the sukkah, I often take off my hat and jacket. Why? Because I'm afraid that it's going to be a mitzvah patur min ha-sukkah. Ich bin doch a frumak. Wear my hat and jacket. I'm schwitzing away. So I might be patur min ha-sukkah. So then I can't do that. What? There is no AC. Well, my wimpy AC, it doesn't work well. It doesn't work that much, but... Well, kids are... What? Yeah, but in my house, I have AC. I do have AC in the sukkah. So it could be if it was so schwitzedick in my house, I'd also take off my hand jacket. When I was by Reb David, when I was years and years and years ago, Reb David, it was very, very hot in his house. He didn't really have much AC. Took his take off his hat and jacket. That's how hot it was. So it could be in the sukkah. So what about over here? You're in the sukkah and you have this person that's really getting on your nerves. So you're allowed to utilize the p'tur of its mistara patur min ha-sukkah. What? So he's using tirda. That's what he uses. He says that being that there's a concept of called tirda d'rishus. And by tirda d'rishus, we say in the Gemara, the Gemara says, I boil es ha almona, or tovas vinasa bayom, in these cases, or avel. So therefore, he's chai v'chol ha-mitzvahs. They have tirda, I boil es ha daita, which means get a grip. Get a grip, my friend, just because you got things that are going on. So figure it out. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, same thing over here. Get a grip. And therefore, even though someone's bothering you, so you should make that it doesn't bother you. That's what he says. So the Maisa, what I want to focus on, and we'll see it hopefully in other days, is Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is making an assumption. He's making an anocha. He's comparing our Gemara on Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph to the sugya of mitzvah. We're not talking about mitzvah. Why is it that a chassan is putter from Kriya Shema? Because of mitzvah? No. Because of, according to Rashi, why is he putter? To the mitzvah, or in other language, Isaac b'mitzvah, putter min ha-mitzvah. right? So over here, this is a different sugya. I don't know if you can compare the two sugyas. So over here, there's a din of mitzvah patur. Let me ask you a question. Let's say it's very hot in your sukkah. Would you say someone should go get an air conditioning and therefore he has to or deal with it, right? His sukkah is right now he's mitzvah in the sukkah. Everyone leaves the sukkah. I'm not sure if the two sugyas are comparable. Yeah, or if you automatically, just because we say when it comes to oisek b'mitzvah, I'm oisek b'mitzvah, and I have a tir to the mitzvah. So there we say, iboy la'asubi adaite, and we're not going to pat you from the other mitzvah. Over here, when it comes to sukkah, there's a special din of mitzvah, patim, and sukkah, and it has nothing to do with the mitzvahs. So he's making a hanach. We'll have to see an Ahmed Beis. The Gemara speaks about an avo being pater because of mitzvah. How are they going to correlate? What?
That's really what Thomas Fidasa is. He's going crazy. Like this is livelihood.
It's sinking. Right. So that's a special enachanami, but that's a special svara of tirda, tirda by shema. Enachanami saying over there, according to al kopanim, according to the way that the Meiri learns, that he learns that Tavas Vinasa Bayam is a serious Havamina. And why is it not true? Because he's going to have to get a grip. So you see that there's such a thing called Tirda. It's not because of Oisik Mitzvah. That's a special thing by Shema. By Shema, we have a Havamina Tirda is going to part you, Kamash Malin doesn't. But by Sukkah, we have a special Heter of Mitzvah. So I don't know if it works with the same Klol in the Heter of Mitzvah to anything else. It's just, he's making a assumption of a comparison of to see if that's legitimate. We'll see Beis Hashem, hopefully on Ahmed Beis. Yeah.
Someone has like a phobia.
Someone has a phobia. He has a similar type of case on the bottom. Similar is a person, let's say, he has some sort of sickness that he has to eat in a funny way and his tongue sticks out. Right? His tongue sticks out. So therefore, it's very embarrassing for him. Is he allowed to eat in the house? I would have said yes. It's a whole shiloh over there. Betzel HaChochma has a shiloh. Is allowed to eat because he's mitzvah by sitting in the sukkah.
It's only in the case of a public sukkah.
So over here, but the matziv of the sukkah is making me bitzar. In other words, I can eat in my house and no one will see me.
You can't say
so. The eating in the sukkah is making is what's creating this uncomfortable feeling. And Achanami, it's not be'etzim in the sukkah. It's just saying alam d'shavod. Alom the Shavuot. Chaim also, it's not be'etzim in the sukkah. That's what we have to see on Amid Beis. That we'll see on Amid Beis. What'd you say, what?
Chalo is not also not be'etzim in the sukkah.
Okay, very good. So we'll see on Amid Beis. Chalo is also maybe not be'etzim in the sukkah. It's mitzah de gavra. Phobia of a person of sitting in sukkahs might also be a similar type of thing.
It's a chayla.
What?
That
might be considered a chayla. Yeah, maybe it's considered a chayla. Yeah, stuff and visit. Okay, let's see what Tosfos says. Says Tosfos, "Belechtecho baderech prat lechosin." Rabbi, these Tosfos in there's nuances here that we have to pick up because certainly you could read the Tosfos quickly and not figure out exactly what Tosfos wants. Says Tosfos, "Belechtecho baderech prat lechosin." V'apagav duhu nami b'mitzvah tarid itzrich treikoy diavakosiv chad kima dechosin lav behed yeksiv b'kro. Havaminu lo patra akosiv ela. I'm adding the word biraglayim b'mitzvah. Av chosin shu yoyishiv ubatal ve'ino isik ela machashiv v'bilu lo patra akosiv hilkoch. Mekro yisera ashmina de patra b'kriyashma. The Torah b'machshavas b'ilo kach pirish b'kuntris. That was all just a quote of Kuntris. Was there any differences between Rashi and the way that there is? What? Okay, very good. Very good. Kach pirish b'kuntris. V'sugya d'shmaitzin. You have to know if they make a difference. V'sugya d'shmaitzin mashma d'mivalech tucha baderech memayit hay d'mimitzvah kosik. Does this line, Tosis means to support Rashi, or Tosis means to challenge Rashi? Those words we just read. V'sugya d'shmaitzin mashma d'balechcha baderech memayit hay d'bemitzvah ka'asik. Is that he's coming to support Rashi, or he's coming to challenge Rashi? If Yisrael says he's coming to challenge Rashi, and Mati says he's coming to support Rashi. So it's a question of the niggin, my friends. There's two opposite things. V'sugya d'shmaitzon mashma d'mevalech tuchav aderech me'mayit haydu mitzvah klasik. Is that true? Read those words carefully. You have to pay attention to the detail. In our sugya, it's mashma d'mevalech tuchav aderech me'mayit mitzvah klasik? From the words b'lech tuchav aderech? We're learning chosin from us. So what is Rashi saying? Tosfos. So there are some achroinim that change the girsa in Tosfos, and they read the following thing: V'sugya d'shmaitzin mashma mi shach b'chov kumecho memayit haydu mitzvah kosik. Change the girsa. That's an important word. That's a very right. Hold on. If that's the girsa, you change to shivtucha beisecha. Is Tosfos now going with Rashi or against Rashi? With Rashi. Rashi just told us this whole thing we just read from Rashi, and Rashi is also mashma like Rashi. But comes along Akiva and says, no, maybe leave the girsa. Maybe leave it. What do you mean? In our sugi, it's mashma from belech tuchav aderech yomemayit mitzvah kosik. Where is that? Kiva, where is that?
Looks like the Gemara.
Okay, so there's two different places in the Gemara where you could do it. The Achorinim do it in two different... The Gemara says, my mashma kederech, ma derech reshus, I've called Rishus Levukei Hai to be mitzvah kosik, and then the Gemara goes the next line also. Belech says the Gemara. Belechas didach who de mechayis abelechas de mitzvah p'tiris. So says the Tosfos. What do you mean? In the Rashi, what you said is can I get our Gemara? Besugya de shmeitzon mashma de lech levederach memayit hai de mitzvah kosik. And it might be a little bit more meduyik in one word in Rashi. Hold on a second. One word in Rashi could be meduyik. Because if you change the girsa, how would you read Tosfos? Tosfos says, V'sugya d'shmaitzon, mashma mi v'shivtucha b'veisecha memayit hai d'mitzvah kosik. If that's the case, then I don't think that you would say mashma. Is it mashma? What does mashma mean? Sounds like implies. It's implied if it doesn't say mefurish. But if you change it, if you're reading it because it says Tana Rabbana Meshivtucha Vesecha Prat Loisik B'mitzvah, then it's what it says, right? Mashma means that somehow we're just taking it from an inference. The way that Akiva was saying, it's not a mashmais because you use the word Shivtucha and it says mitzvah klab. It's not as mefurish. I'd be happy with it. So according to that, what Akiva is saying. So Tosfos is saying, our Gemara is not mashma like Rashi. Not only that, v'shalhi perakama debrachas hagiris al hepech digaras hasam b'shivtucha prat lechosin ubelechtucha bederech prat loisik b'mitzvah. Different girsa. The girsa zu nira, says Tosfos. I like that girsa better. Dochi mashma kra b'sheves didoch hu demechayves b'kriyishma ha b'sheves demitzvah shatri yoyishev u mechashev b'beilas mitzvah. Then you're potter. Beleches memayit oisek b'mitzvah. Demashma beleches didach. V'lo beleches demitzvah. So in other words, chassin, what is a chassin doing that he's potter? What is a chassin doing that he's potter?
Sitting home, thinking.
Machshava. So he's sitting, he's thinking. So when you say b'shiv tucha b'veisecha, which one does that sound like? Chassin. Belech tucha b'derech. The other people, what are they doing? They're going. Obi Adayim, Breglaim, Leches. That's going. So that fits very well. Tosfos says in the Mashmas of the Psukim, this works. Hold on. So that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos wants to change. Hold your thought for a minute, okay? Tosfos wants to change the Girsa in our Gemara, and says. Now Tosfos says, now Tosfos is by warning Akasha. Why don't you just write b'shivtecha and don't bother writing b'lechtecha? And if you write b'shivtecho, what are we talking about? Chasen. And then, if chasen, who's only tarid in machshava, is pater kol shchein. Oisik mamish. Why is Tosis asking this question here? Why is Tosis just got into a whole discussion? I'm going like this. Rashi's going like that. And then Tosis says, "Why don't you?" I asked the same question before on Rashi. Just write chasen, kol shchein, oisik v'mitzvah. Rabbi, I'm asking you, pashit pshat. Just right. Tosis goes through what's the girsa? Girsa like this, girsa like that. After Tosis does, it says, okay, why don't you just write chasen? I'll ask the same question to Rashi. Just write chasen.
What?
So just write belechtecha.
Rashi's whole chiddush was that if you wrote one, I would only know this. That's why I need two. Meaning, even if it just wrote b'shivtecha, Rashi would have learned you're dying or glying because that's chasen.
It does write b'shivtecha as yudayim v'raim. Even if
you know, meaning
b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat lo isik b'mitzvah, but that's chavadach prat lo chasen.
Tosis is saying, just write b'shivtecha, learn chasen.
Yeah, according to Rashi, b'shur can't ask just write b'shivtecha because b'shivtecha is prat lo isik b'mitzvah. So ask write b'lechtecha and prat lo chasen. Just write b'lechtecha.
Then you would learn yudayim v'raim from b'lechtecha.
Rashi holds if we write b'lechtecha, then Ashi Avadu would learn yudayim v'raim. Why? Not because it's mashma.
That's what has to come first.
Because it's a smaller chiddush. But Tosfos says that the psukim are telling you what we're talking about. Not like Rashi. When it says b'shivtecha b'veisecha, I can bavise, I can prove, I can deduce. What is b'shivtecha b'veisecha telling me? Chasen. So then just write b'shivtecha b'veisecha. According to Rashi, for sure you can't write, you ask, just write b'shivtecha b'veisecha. Why? Because Rashi learns b'shivtecha b'veisecha is talking about oisik b'mitzvah. So the smaller chiddush. So just write lechtecha b'derech. How will I know lechtecha b'derech is talking about chasen? The only way we know lechtecha b'derech is talking about chasen is because once you already wrote the smaller chiddush, obviously it's the bigger chiddush. That's it. There's no mashmois in the lotion. But Tosis is just shtel de vektos. Rabbi say pashut pshat, but it's gishmak. Tosis is just shtel de vektos. That it's not stam, but rather the mashmois of the pasuk is telling me that b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat lo chasen eibazeh just write chasen. As I frek Tosis. Tosis has to give an answer. If you have a question, hold it. It says Tosis. Umichasen lo havi yadinon shar oisik b'mitzvah. The dil mashani chasen. She'enekoloi kol kach lo hasir atildo milivoy. It's not so easy for him. It's hard for him to get rid of this tirda from his head. Afapi shebetirda dirishus mi boile la suvi daite lo hasir machshav to meshavis tirdasai. Even though in tirdas mitzvah he has to do it, I might think that maybe by chasen is different than everything else because it's difficult for him lahasir tirda, but regular oisek b'mitzvah, maybe in achanami is not going to be pater. It's only over here because it's like it's a extreme tirda that's difficult for him to be hasir. That's what Tosis says. What do you think?
Why can't Rashi agree with this? Tosis is saying this is a
kasha on Rashi. Tosis is saying we have a different girsa. Tosis is going to change the girsa in the Gemara.
Okay, but according to Rashi, he's saying why you need both pesukim, not why one connects to one specific.
Tana Rabbanan, b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat loisik b'mitzvah, b'lechtecha b'derech prat lechasen. It sounds like in the Gemara we learn from b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat loisik b'mitzvah. We learn from lechtecha b'derech chasen. Smaller chiddush than bigger chiddush. Tosis changes the girsa. It's a different gears in the Gemara. Yeah. Tosis seems to say. Yeah, it sounds like Tosis says there's another gears. I like that gears better. I would change that gears over here also. I think Tosis wants to change the gears over here also.
According to Rashi.
So Mishan is basically being mechaven to the Aruch Laner, which we gave out today. Where the Aruch Laner seems to say, Baruch Hashem, he's focusing on the Gemara Rashi Tosis, so he probably didn't get to the Aruch Laner. He's mechaven. The Aruch Laner says the following thing. Says the Aruch Laner, pshat, maybe in Rashi, le'anias daiti, le'anias daiti yeshloimar, shagirsus loy pligi. It's not two different girsus. This is clearly not Tosfos. I'm assuming he's saying this in Rashi. In other words, what I think Aruch Lehner is saying is follows. Of course, the way that you darshan is from one. If you only had one drasha, what would you darshan? The bigger, the smaller chiddush. Now that you have two, what do you darshan? Also the larger. But after the dust settles, and we want to attach words to different drashas, for sure the word that we're going to put, which fits better for balechtucha baderech, is oisik b'mitzvah, and shivtucha b'beisecha is. Is chosin. Not because I would have known that without the two drushes, I would have just said one pasuk, Isaac b'mitzvah. But now that I do have two and I have to align them, how am I gonna make it sound smoother? So the Gemara over there is bottom line. At the end, after everything, after the dust settles, when you're in cheder and your Rebbe says. B'shivtecha b'veisecha prat lechasin. And that's only afterwards. Beforehand, when you're creating the drushas, our Gemara is trying to create the drushas. So the first thing in my mind is Oisik b'mitzvah. Then in my mind chasin. But once I do that, I can switch it around. Yeah.
The Kohen Torah is still the din in Oisik, or it's a separate din?
According to Taisvis, it's Tirda. It seems to be it's Din and Isaac.
He knows first Tirda. So Isaac is a Din and Tirda.
What?
It's more like Isaac is a Din and Tirda according to Taisvis.
No.
He knows first Tirda. First you have Chosin and then you have Isaac.
And Achanami, Taisvis says, what do I need both of them for? Taisvis asked that question. This says, because I would have thought that maybe only over here, because it's a very big Tirda that we're going to be Matir. But I think in the end, yeah. Basically, we have a similar type of thing we had it in Kedushin. Anyone remember where we had it in Kedushin, this type of thing? No, I'm talking about those of us that learned Kedushin together. Those are, where? No. Where we had one Chiddush, smaller Chiddush, and then a bigger Chiddush, and then we changed around the order of the Kedushin. Not Chatzi Isha. In Aish Makadish we had it. We had it when the Gemara discusses how do we know an Isha is Niknes Bekesef. Gemara says, you learn it from V'yotzachinom Ein Kosef. And the Gemara says, you need it for something else. You need it for V'yotzachinom L'hachyudas Amibay Le'tanya V'yotzachinom Eli Yimei Bagris Ein Kesef Eli Yimei Nairis. She goes out with Bagris. She goes out with Nairis. And the bottom of the Gemara says a similar type of thing. The bottom is Dafdalet Amar Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Toishav Sachir Lo Yoichal. Toishav Zekani Kinyin Oilam. Sachir Zekani Kinyin Shanim. Toishav Sachir Lo Yoichal. Now, the problem about someone who doesn't eat Truma. The Chayra, it's a smaller Chiddush to say Kinyan Shanim doesn't eat Truma. It's a bigger Chiddush to say Kinyan Oilam doesn't eat Truma. So why do we first say Toshav Zakani Kinyan Oilam Sachir Zakani Kinyan Shanim? Rashi says, Al korcha chad minayo linir tzu daso me'ach shenichtavu shneim. Says Rashi, listen to this lashon. Daftal Rama Alav. Me'ach shenichtavu shneim. Mashmausa dinir tza mitoishav asya. Shu miyushav etzlo yaiser. Yaiser min akonik sheishanim. In other words, really, if I'd only do one pasuk, what would I assume it's talking about? Sheishanim. But now that I wrote two, the first pasuk is going to be kana kinyan oilo. Second one kinyan shanim. The reason is because. It's the Mashmusa of the Kra. So maybe Rashi's doing the same thing over here. If I only would have written one in a Chanami, I would say it's Isaac B'mitzvah. Now that I write two, though, Rashi agrees that I'm going to change the order. This is going to be something which, is, my friends, is going to repeat itself later on in the sugya. So you have to have this clear. According to Rashi, Tosis over there maybe learns differently than Rashi. It's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis on Daf Dalet. It could be Lishitasam over here. But Rashi keeps the gears of Efaneinu, but still maybe it's not a stira to what it says over there. What's the next Tosis? Says Tosis. Shai Nemer Ben Peir. Says Tosis, L'kamon B'shmaitza Nefarish. Midukam Ali Rachman Ali Yechezkel Peir Chachov Shalecha. Atu Demachayvis Abukuli Alma Ptiri. Says Tosfos. Later on, Talmud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain that what did Hashem say to Yechezkel? Pe'er chachov shalecha, which means your pe'er should stay on your head. Atu demachayves abekuli alma p'tiri. V'ha'de mashma lishna da'atam toli mishum de'ikri pe'er v'avolav bar pe'er hu u'kishem espor mar atzma she'enu avol. That's all Lashon of Rashi. There's a lot that's not written in Tosfos here that Tosfos is doing. Tosfos is saying from our Gemara / Rashi, it's mashma. Why is it that an Avil doesn't wear tefillin? What's the reason? Avil is chayv in all the mitzvahs. Why doesn't he wear tefillin? What is the Gemara mashma? Our Gemara mashma? And what's wrong with why can't an Avil have pe'er? What? It's not Kavod Meisoi. The Sukkos Chaim brings the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who brings a Rashi in Ksubis that says a different reason why Avil can't have a tefillin. Pe'er, why pe'er is a problem. He says, Ein ze pe'er le tefillin. It's a steer in Rashi. What's the problem with an Avil having Pe'er? Our Rashi says the problem with Avil having Pe'er is because it's not covered Ames. Rashi for this says Avil can't have Pe'er because it's not covered for your tefillin. Stira and Rashi. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's not a stira. One is talking about when an Avil putting on tefillin. The other one is talking about if an Avil is already wearing tefillin. What happens if an Avil is wearing tefillin when he finds out that he has to be Ba'avelis? Does he have to take them off?
It's not
covered to the tefillin, right? What about putting on tefillin? It's not covered to the mace. Those are the two dinim. But either way, it's mashma that it's coming from the word pe'er. It's coming from the word pe'er. But Tosfos asks, the Gemara on Amud Beis seems to say a different reason why it is that we know an Avil shouldn't wear tefillin. Not from the word pe'er, but from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, you should wear your tefillin, even though you are now going to be ba'avelos. What does that mean about everyone else who's going to be ba'avelos? Should not wear his tefillin. It's like a mechlal lav at shomei hein. It's mechlal hein at shalav. You wear your tefillin. Everyone else? Everyone else? Don't wear the tefillin. So nothing to it. According to this, what would it be if it would say tefillin alecha, not pe'ercha alecha, tefillin chavish alecha? Would you still know that an Avil is aser in tefillin? Yes. It's because why are you telling Yechezkel to wear his tefillin? Must be because you wear tefillin, everyone else doesn't. So says Tosfos, so what do we bring? Why is Akumar bringing pe'er? What's the pe'er thing? What are you telling me pe'er for? You hear the kasha? This is Tosfos' kasha. David, is it clear the kasha? Tosfos, by the way, tell me the reason is because of pe'er. The Gemara on the base seems to say the reason is because of the fact that Hashem emphasized the Yechezkel. You wear tefillin, it must be only Yechezkel. Other Avelim don't wear tefillin. So even if it's a tefillin chavish alecha, we would know that you're not supposed to wear tefillin. Says Tosfos the Teretz. Lo asa lemeimer ella. Says says Tosfos, the only reason why we're bringing the word pe'er is in order to avoid someone from thinking that the same way that everyone else shouldn't wear their tefillin, every oval shouldn't wear their tefillin, every oval also shouldn't wear their tzitzis, every oval also shouldn't shake his lulav, every oval also shouldn't go into a sukkah. Why not? Because an oval's putter in mitzvahs. You see an oval's putter in tefillin, so maybe you should putter in all mitzvahs. Right? Says Tosfos, that's why the pasuk says pe'er, to highlight that there's something unique about tefillin that I'm pottering you. Why am I pottering you from tefillin? Because of pe'er. Because tefillin is different. Ein hachanami. I know already if it would say tefillin chavish alecha, what I know you're pottered from tefillin, yes, but I might think you're also pottered from everything. Therefore it says pe'er to tell you tefillin is special. Everybody say, you have to hold cup. I'm going to ask you a kasha. It's my own kasha. I think it's a beauty. You have to hold cup. Is it clear? A stage of the Chaim David, you have a clear Tosfos? Yeah? Should we do it again? Let's do it again. Everybody say, you have to hold the cheshbon of the Tosfos. Our Gemara says, Avel is potter from tefillin, shenemer ben pe'er. Sounds like the reason why Avel is potter, because ain't zeper le tefillin, ain't zeper le... Avel, it gains a cover of the tefillin, it's a cover of the avel, something, because of the pe'er shaboy. The Gemara Amid Beis seems to say a different reason why we know avel is part of tefillin. Because the fact that Hashem told Yechezkel, that you wear tefillin, what does that imply about every other avel? Only Yechezkel. Yechezkel, even though you're avel, you wear tefillin. Everyone else doesn't. Even if it wouldn't use the word pe'er, just say, Yechezkel, you wear tefillin. Tefillin chavish alecha. Still, I would know that everyone else is potter from tefillin. So it has nothing to do with the word pe'er. So why is our Gemara and Rashi emphasizing the pe'er, Shabbai? That's Tosfos' question. Let's see it inside again. Lekamon bishmaitzen, right from the beginning. Shanem ben pe'er. Lekamon bishmaitzen. Mefarish. Later on, we're going to say the reason is, Mi dikar melei rachman al Yechezkel, pe'er chavish alecha. And that means you should wear your tefillin. Atu de mechayvis. Avel kuli alma patiri. Everyone else, every other avel is pater. So that's why we know you're pater. V'ha dimashma lishna. Maybe derashi. Ha dimashma lishna over here. Sha'atam toli mishum dekri pe'er. V'avel lav bar pe'eru. V'kishen espar mar atzma she'ena avel. So it sounds like from over here it's because of the pe'er word. Lo yosel meimar. It's only coming to tell you why we don't learn from over here that everything is putter. Shani tefillin, dirki pe'er. Tefillin is different because tefillin is special, it's pe'er. But that's not the makar that you're putter, it's just telling us why the p'tur is only tefillin. Now comes Tosfos and says, Vim toima. Umaish no gabi tefillin. De amrin on de dafkali yecheskel kamerle, veloy leshara velim, vigabi talmud toira amrin on, perekama de moyed cotton, ovel osser betalmud toira, midikamale rachman yecheskel hanik doim, de avdi shara velim ki yecheskel. Okay. I really should have given out a photocopy of this pasuk. I'll read you the entire pasuk. Pasuk says the following thing. Hashem says to Yechezkel, I have it in my Torah or Hashalim on Chafei Amid Beis. Hanik Doim. What does Doim mean? Quiet. Hanik Doim. Be silent. Meisem Evel Loisase. Which is don't do the Avelus of Meisem. Pe'er Chuchov Shalecha. Wear your tefillin. And keep on your shoes. Don't eat the bread of people. What does that mean? What does it mean, wear your shoes? Why is he telling him to wear shoes? Why does he wear shoes? Loisate es safam. I don't know if it's referring to cutting his hair. I'm not sure this. Lechem anoshim lo soichel, the Mefarshim says, because with the normal thing, an oven, when it comes home from the kvura, there's something called asudas havra. People bring food to him to eat. Lechem anoshim. Other people bring him food. Lechem. So now, what is the pasuk basically telling? Hashem telling Yechezkel, don't be noyeg avelus. Pe'er chachavish alecha. Wear your tefillin. What would that imply? That every other avel doesn't wear tefillin. It says, wear your shoes. Every other avel doesn't wear shoes. You wear your shoes. Every other avel doesn't wear shoes. You don't eat lechem anoshim. Every other avel eats lechem anoshim. The very first word in the pasuk is hanekdom. You be quiet, which means don't learn. The Gemara darshens from here, avel is aser in Talmud Torah. Why? Because just like Yechezkel didn't learn, every other avel also shouldn't learn. So in this pasuk, are we copying Yechezkel or are we not copying Yechezkel? Which one? Are we copying or are we not copying? Yechezkel, did he wear tefillin?
Yes.
Every other avel?
No.
So are we copying Yechezkel?
No.
On the other hand, Yechezkel, did he learn Torah?
No,
every other avel also shouldn't learn Torah. So we are copying Yechezkel. So what's going on in this pasuk? We are, we're not. That's why it's kasha. Let's see inside again. Before you say answers, hold on. Before you say answers, let's see inside. Vim Taimer. Umayishno gabi tefillin. De Amrinon. De davka li Yechezkel ka amrle. Velo de shara velim. Ve gabi Talmud Torah. Amrinon perakama de moit kotten. Avel osu be Talmud Torah. Mi de kama de rechman li Yechezkel. Hanik doim. De abdi shara velim ki Yechezkel. Over there everyone's supposed to do like Yechezkel. Same pasuk. So are we learning this pasuk to copy Yechezkel or not to copy Yechezkel? What do you say, David?
I don't really know. There's a difference in the pasuk.
This is
like sasa for the next step.
Oh, so I don't understand Toys' kasha. I'm mechavin to David, or maybe David's mechavin to me because I got it first. I'm not just understand Toys' kasha, and I looked around for David. I looked around for this. I think this is such an easy answer. It bothers me so. If someone could help me, because it can't be that this is that no one picked this up, and the Toys' is can't. But just read the pasuk, David says. Read the pasuk. Hanik doim. Hanik doim means be quiet. Don't learn. And then the pasuk says, Mesi aveilim loisase. Which means don't be avel on your mesim. And the rest of the pasuk follows now. All those things are things that an avol should do, you don't do. But the beginning of the pasuk is hanik doim. You be quiet, but it sounds like that you're breaking the pasuk in half. That's what David's saying. Such a pasha teretz toizis kasha. I don't get it. I don't understand toizis kasha. I would have said very simply, the first half of the pasuk, we follow Yechezkel. Because he's saying hanik doim. You should be an avel in this area, but everything else not. Meisim avel loisase, the following things don't do. That's the way I would read the pasuk. Toys doesn't read it that way. I don't know why.
Well, Toys' kasha wasn't because it said loisase, it was because it said you. So Hashem's saying you stay quiet. If you want to darshan, you and the rest of the pasuk, you should.
Well, it's only through. Because.
So then you should darshan that you stay quiet, the rest of the avelim shouldn't. Toys is not darshaning.
I hear. So I don't know why. I don't know why you can't do this.
Because if it just said Loisase and not you,
yeah.
So then we wouldn't learn. I mean, it would say Loisase, we would learn that way to every avel.
What do you mean?
If Hashem just said not, if Hashem didn't say you, Hashem said don't do this, and this.
No. It says don't be noyeg like an avel. That's what the pasuk is saying over there. The pasuk is saying, Loshen is. Mesim avel loisase, don't do like an avel, which means don't do this, that, and that, which sounds like an avel does do those things. So it should be a very simple limud. Wear tefillin. So then I would know that an avel doesn't wear tefillin because it says mesim avel loisase, the following things. These are all things that an avel does, you don't do. So you're saying a good point. Why do you have to say it from alecha? You should dash from the pasuk. Obviously, it doesn't. Why? I don't understand that either. But you're saying good. That's you're in the right direction. I'll call upon him. Toysis says a different teretz. Rabbi Yisai, what's Toysis teretz? V'yesh loimer. The divrei Torah sheshi. Toysis lomdish. Sheshino by akasa mikuli alma islan lemeim mishum da'avel aser b'divrei Torah. Aber Tvilin, am I hutzuch loimeloi, she aniach Tvilin, im loi bishvil, she's ishavel oisroi. Says, listen, a regular person, does he learn Torah? Yes. Right. So if we say, be quiet, we're telling him to do something irregular? Yes. A regular person, does he wear tefillin? If we tell him to wear tefillin, are we telling him to do something irregular? So why are we telling him to wear tefillin? It must be because of a circumstance that would tell him not to wear tefillin. So in other words, an avel obviously doesn't wear tefillin because I'm telling him, you wear tefillin. But if I'm telling him, you don't learn, so then maybe saying don't learn because you're an avel. So anytime I'm taking you out of the norm, then I'll say it's just for the avelis. So when it says don't learn, I'll say obviously because I'm an avel, I'm not learning. Because if you're telling me because everyone else should learn. If you're telling me wear tefillin, you can't say, you're telling me to wear tefillin because I'm an avel. You can't say you're telling me to wear tefillin because I'm an avel. Why? Because everyone wears tefillin. Must be you're telling me, even though I'm an avel, Yechezkel, he's the one who wears tefillin. That's Tosfos' teretz. Alam de sheteretz, my friends. But this is my question. And I think this is emes. I think it's a yeshoides de kakasha with yeshoides de kateretz. Here goes. Let's say the Torah only wrote Hanekdoim. It didn't say. I'm sorry. The Torah only wrote Percha Chavish Alecha. Let's say the Torah wrote Percha Chavish Alecha. What would you think? Percha Chavish Alecha. What would you think? Would you think that an Avel wears tefillin? No. Would you think that an Avel is pater from all of the mitzvahs? No. Why? It says per. What would be if it says tefillin chavish alecha? What would you think? It says tefillin chavish alecha. What would you think? You're pater from tefillin? Everything else. So I have a question for you. If you're telling me, let's say it says tefillin chavish alecha and hanek doim, what about then? Tefillin chavish alecha and hanek doim. Why does it say hanek doim? What does hanek doim mean?
Don't learn.
Do I need hanek doim if it raises tefillin? Let's say it just said tefillin chavish alecha, what is it telling me? Pater from. Just tefillin chavish alecha, what are you pater from? From tefillin and all mitzvahs. Are you pater from Talmud Torah? Is it a mitzvah? Yeah. So what do I have to say Hanuk Doim for? What do I have to say? Elamai, if it says Hanuk Doim, what is that telling me? Only tefillin and Talmud Torah. So why does that have to say Perichu Chavish Alecha? Just say tefillin and Talmud Torah. Hanuk Doim, tefillin Chavish Alecha, Hanuk Doim. I did it. Tosis is bothered. How do I know it's lav dafka tefillin? How do I know it's dafka tefillin? Maybe it's all mitzvahs that Elvis brought on. What do you mean? So then why does it say Talmud Torah? Why does it say Talmud Torah? If it's all mitzvahs, then why are you telling me Hanuk Doim and Talmud Torah? Of course Hanuk Doim. I already said Perchu Chavish Alecha, so then I know the rest.
Why doesn't the Pasuk just say Hanuk Doim? Meaning if the Pasuk just told me don't learn Torah, why would you think you don't have to learn Torah? No, that could be maybe different. Torah is maybe different. Torah is Mesameach. Maybe
Torah is different. I could hear a svar why Torah is different without psukim and things, maybe. Rabbi Sameh is a kasha. It's my own kasha. How can Tosfos say, if I only had a pasuk of tefillin chavish alecha, if I didn't say perchu chavish alecha, I would think that you're all the mitzvahs, but then what's Hanuk Doim? What do you need Hanuk Doim for? He's a aval. He's there. I don't know. But Ken Zayin, the Teretz is as follows. Ken Zayin. There's never a Havamina that you're going to learn from Torah to Mitzvah. We made a mistake. It was a Tois. Torah is not a Mitzvah. there's Torah and there's mitzvahs. Can't, there's a, this is a different league, totally different league, like Torah. The fichach here by the ham Torah u mitzvahs. What's that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Akas is Yisrael. The fichach here by ham Torah u mitzvahs. What's Torah mitzvahs? Mitzvahs. No, Torah u mitzvahs. Chaim Volozhin writes about it. Hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha v'korveinu malkeinu l'avoida secha. It's two zachen. There's Torah and avoida. Avoida is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs lav lohanas nitnu. Ki eved lifnei rabbi. Torah is on the zach. Torah is lohanas nitnu. Torah is a different chefza. So you can't compare the fact that we're talking about Torah to the fact that we're talking about shar mitzvahs. It's stuck in two different categories. Torah is not one of the mitzvahs. It's a ber von Torah. It's a chefza von Torah. Therefore, the fact that it's telling us that I can't learn Torah doesn't say anything about all of the mitzvahs. Because Torah is in its own category. Maybe I would think, you're potter from all mitzvahs, but not from Torah. Not potter from Torah. How can a person be potter from Torah? Ki heim chayenu varach yameinu. It's a different bechina, it's a different zach. Therefore, he has to tell me, even Torah is potter from. Even that, still brought down. It's not pashut this, but I still brought down. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. That even Aval is be'etzem chayv to learn Torah. Just it has to learn the chalokim of Torah that are not misameach. He's also not part of from Torah, really. Maybe I'll call upon him. That's kenzayim pshat and toisvus. That Torah and mitzvah is not the same thing. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Loisik mitzvah part of mitzvah mehacha nafka mehasam nafka. Learn from here, learn from there. Now, everybody said we haven't been busy with Isaac B'mitzvah. We were busy with Tirdo. We were busy with Chosan. We've been talking about Chosan up until now. According to Rashi, Chosan is also Isaac B'mitzvah. It's all Isaac B'mitzvah. The Gemara is still going. You know, it's a flow from the line before in the Gemara. According to the Meiri, the Gemara is going back to the all the way to the beginning. We asked Minuani Mila. How do you know the din of Shluchei Mitzvah? That's from Isaac B'mitzvah. Then we got sidetracked into Tirda. Let's get back. According to the Meiri, we're going all the way back to the beginning. We have to see these different psukim, my friends. Based on Shembeli Neder. Tomorrow we have to go down the Amid. We're not going to do Shir, but I strongly advise you to go down the Amid because we're going to move, Be'ez Hashem, on Tuesday. Have a good day, everybody. I could just say one thing before we go. I'm sorry, I know someone jumped out. Whoever that was, you could tell him. But tonight there's an Asif.